Listen up, team. Today we're breaking down SWLF, your go-to metric for swimming efficiency. It's a straightforward way to measure how effectively you're moving through the water by combining your lap time with your stroke count. Here's how it works. Take your time in seconds for a single lap, add it to the number of strokes you took, and that's your SWOLF score. So, if you swim a lap in 30 seconds using 20 strokes, your score is 50. The concept was pioneered by Terry Laughlin back in the early 80s as part of the total immersion method, borrowing that classic lower is better philosophy straight from golf. And that's exactly why it works so well for us. It stops you from gaming the system. You can't just overglide to artificially drop your stroke count without paying for it in time. It forces you to find that perfect balance between speed and solid technique. But to get that number right, you have to count your strokes accurately, and that depends entirely on your stroke style. In freestyle and backstroke, one stroke equals one complete underwater arm pull. Switch over to breaststroke or butterfly, and one stroke is a full cycle where both arms finish the pull phase together. Now I know a lot of you are relying on modern gear, Garmin, Apple Watch, CORS, or Form Swim goggles, to calculate this automatically. And while that's convenient, the accuracy can vary wildly. Independent testing has shown stroke count deviations anywhere from a fraction of a percent up to nearly 30%. So don't just trust the watch blindly. Periodically hop in the lane and verify those counts by hand. When it comes to benchmarks, remember that pool length changes the game. In a 25-meter pool, a score between 35 and 45 tells me you've got very good efficiency. Stretch that out to a 50-meter pool, and you're looking at scores in the low 70s for excellent performance. You'll see elite athletes post incredible numbers. Alexander Popov logged a 45 in a 50-meter pool. Katie Ledecky hit a 64 on her opening lap of the 400 freestyle at the 2021 U.S. Open, and Caleb Dressel posted a 59 during his Olympic win in Rio. But here's the most important rule. Never compare your SWOLF to someone else's. Those scores are highly individual. Your height, arm length, body shape, and preferred stroke style all create a unique baseline. Taller swimmers naturally cover more distance per stroke, and your numbers will shift between short course and long course pools simply because of the impact of turns and push-offs. The real value of SWOLF isn't in competition. It's in tracking your personal progress over time under identical conditions. And we need to make a critical distinction right here. SWOLF measures efficiency, not speed. A lower score does not automatically guarantee faster swimming. You could easily take very few strokes over a long, sluggish time, which is completely detrimental to your race performance. Conversely, when you push your pace, your stroke count will naturally rise, which can keep your SWOLF stable even as your times improve. Races are won by crossing that finish line first, not by posting the best efficiency score on a spreadsheet. That said, SWOLF is an incredibly valuable training tool when you know how to use it. It gives you immediate, objective feedback on your technique. It reveals exactly where you're leaking energy when you're fatigued, as you'll see that score climb. And it helps you dial in your optimal combination of stroke rate and stroke length. Research backs this up, showing that SWOLF is highly effective for assessing and predicting performance, especially when you're tracking full stroke cycles. So, how do you actually improve your SWOLF without sacrificing the speed you need for race day? It comes down to stroke mechanics, not brute force. Start with your hands. Keep your fingers slightly apart. A 10-degree spread increases your hand's surface area and significantly boosts your propulsion. Next, focus on the catch. Maintain a high elbow to use your forearm as a paddle. We've seen studies, like the one at UNC, showing that a majority of competitive swimmers drop their elbows too early, which kills your drive. Then, engage your core to keep your hips high, and make sure you're extending fully with your lats and shoulders at the top of every single pull. Once your mechanics are solid, you need to find your optimal stroke rate. Do this through descending sets. When you're swimming fast, Your stroke cycle typically falls somewhere between 0.99 and 1.5 seconds, though your individual physiology will dictate your sweet spot. Watch out for common traps. Don't overglide, because it kills your rhythm and momentum. And never artificially reduce your stroke count by compromising your form. Your strategy shifts depending on the distance. For shorter, faster efforts, aim to maintain the same stroke count but execute it in less time. For longer, endurance-focused sets, target fewer strokes while holding the same time frame. Ultimately, treat SWOLF as a tool for refining your technique and monitoring efficiency, not as a direct proxy for how fast you're going. The stopwatch will always be your ultimate measure of performance. So, put it all together. Use SWOLF alongside your pace and raw stroke count data for a complete picture of your swim training. Focus on developing efficient mechanics that allow you to keep those stroke counts low, even as you push the speed. Track your personal progress over time to identify real improvements and eliminate energy waste. Stop obsessing over the number or comparing it to the person in the next lane. Trust the process, refine the mechanics, and let the efficiency drive your performance. Now, get in the water and make it count.